الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the pathway to success. And today inshallah we're going to be discussing the excellences of humbleness. First and foremost, let us make some good intentions, as Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat always makes our mind that we should always make intention for good deeds, and he quotes the beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah, let us make some good intentions, that first and foremost, we make intention that whatever we are doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And whatever we learn, inshallah, we try to be practical upon it and pass this message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We hear the name of Allah, praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, recite durood, salawat, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Likewise, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, recite alayhi salatu salam, alayhi musalam, Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, etc., etc. These are some beautiful intentions one can make, inshallah. So now we're going to also hear tilawat of Quran. We're going to hear the recitation of Naat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. You also make some good intentions to listen to the Quran attentively, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. When the Naat is being recited, inshallah, try to join the Naat Khan, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. He will get the sawab, you will get the sawab, and we will also get the sawab, inshallah. So let us hear some benefits first for reciting Durood-e Pak upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam has mentioned that if a person recites 3 times Durood-e Pak in the day and 3 times Durood-e Pak in the night, inshallah azza wa jal, all his sins for that day and that night will be forgiven, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Now inshallah azza wa jal, we will hear the tilawat of Quran. Inshallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
Now inshallah عز وجل we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Meeta Madina dur hai jana zarur hai. Meeta Madina dur hai jana zarur hai. Jana zarur hai hame jana zarur hai. Daage Madina ke sabhi kaate hain phool se deewa na bashaur hai jana zarur hai. Jana hame zarur hai jana zarur hai. Sarkar ka Madina yaqeenan bila shubha. Sarkar ka Madina yaqeenan bila shubha. Qalb o nazar ka noor hai jana zarur hai. Qalb o nazar ka noor hai jana zarur hai. Dekhunga ja ke gumbade khazra ki main bahar. Dekhunga ja ke gumbade khazra ki main watan se door hai par jana zarur hai. Jana zarur hai hame jana zarur hai. Marzi tumhari tum suno ya mat suno magar. مرضی تمہاری تم سنو یا مت سنو مگر
اپنی تو رٹ حضور ہے جانا ضرور ہے اپنی تو رٹ حضور ہے جانا ضرور ہے عطار قافلہ تو گیا تو بھی اٹھ چلو عطار قافلہ تو گیا تو بھی اٹھ چلو منزل اگرچہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے منزل اگرچہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے میٹھا مدینہ دور ہے جانا ضرور ہے جانا ہمیں ضرور ہے جانا ضرور ہے
ماشاءاللہ. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, before I start today's silsila, I want to say something different today. I want to start off by just you looking at this beautiful flag. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you will see that this flag has three different colors or three different styles. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat Bani Dawud Islami, Allah Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health. Subhanallah, the green that you see resembles Gumbad-e-Khazra. And this blue and the slight brown that you see, it resembles the Gumbad of our Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani al-Baghdadi radiallahu anhu, Ghaus Pak radiallahu anhu. And subhanAllah, this black and white that you see, mashaAllah Azza wa Jal, it resembles the Gumbad of none other than our Imam al-Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. SubhanAllah, Bapa Jan, Pyare Bapa Jan, Allah grant him a long life and good health. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, this is his craze, his love for these beautiful personalities, the greatest of all creations, our beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, our leader of all the awliya Allah, our Ghospak radiallahu, and subhanAllah, the reviver of the deen, our Imam alayhi sunnat al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatum wa salam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasul. Today's topic is the excellences of humbleness. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, views of Madani channel, humbleness, softness, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this quality is a perfected quality in the life of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, humbleness brought this beautiful deen north, south, east and west of the world. Today we see what is due to the humbleness of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that people have embraced the beautiful deen of Islam. So humbleness in your talking, humbleness in your facial movements, humbleness in your body movements, humbleness in your walking, humbleness at your work, humbleness in your family life. There are so many different aspects of humbleness. It's a completely different topic on its own, humbleness. We need to know what is humbleness. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to go in an in-depth and try to discuss about humbleness. I know we're going to only touch, as usually we only touch the tip of the iceberg. First and foremost, let's see what Quran Majid tells us about humbleness. Our Qari Sahib recited, mashallah, beautiful verse from the Holy Quran. Let us get some translation, inshallah, about humbleness.
In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, in Surah Al-Furqan, describes a list of attributes of those people who are the true servants, the true slaves of Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. So there is a list of attributes of people who are Ibadur Rahman, people who are the true servants and the true slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the Most Merciful. And amongst these sifat, amongst these attributes, the first one relates to humbleness. Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 63 of the surah, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the slaves of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth gently, with humbleness. And in the tafsir of this verse, it mentions that the true slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal, the true servants of Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful, are those who are not arrogant, they do not display takabbur. When they walk on the earth, they walk softly, gently, with the head lowered, in a humble manner. So Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Holy Quran, is teaching us the manners of even walking, and how even in our walking, we should remember to be humble and not be arrogant.
Allahu Akbar. Even in walking?
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. So my dear brothers and viewers, Madhya Jan, we see, we have some input about this verse of Quran Majid. And even in walking, even in our steps that we take, loud sound shows arrogance. You know, tuk, 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 we are making and we are walking. And even for men, today we got so certain types of shoes with certain types of heels, and it makes the noise. So you could humble yourself even in your walk.
If you look into the biography of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, like we heard, there's many, many stories about, you know, despite the fact that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the master and the owner of both worlds, the most beloved of all creation, he is the king. Mm-hmm. Despite this, he sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would adopt humbleness in every aspect of life. It's narrated that Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said that the beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to help out with the housework.
With the housework.
He sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sew his own clothes.
Allah.
Despite the fact that, you know, his sahaba ikram, they were willing to give their lives for him in just one simple order, and they would do anything that he ordered. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be humble and help out in the house. And it's also mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would accept the invitations of slaves even.
Allah.
People who were slaves, you know, nowadays, if we are only we only accept those invitations when it's some hotshot big timer is inviting us to a wedding, for example, we'll only attend that wedding which is taking place in a big hall, you know, a few different courses for the meal. If a poor man invites us to his house for a meal, then, you know, we're too busy, we haven't got time. If a rich man invites us, we're more than ready. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would accept the invitation of even slaves, to the extent that even if they presented simple food, bread made from barley, the Prophet ﷺ would just humbly eat whatever he was offered. And even when the Prophet ﷺ would sleep, he ﷺ would sleep on a chatai, on a mat woven from palm leaves. He wouldn't ask for any special cushions or special bed or special sofas. So humbly that the Sahaba ikram, they narrate that sometimes even the marks of those palm leaves would come upon the blessed body of the Prophet. Such humbleness.
Kabhi jau ki moti roti, to kabhi khajur paani, tera aisa sada khana, tera aisa sada khana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, hai chatai ka bichhona, kabhi khaak hi pe sona, kabhi haath ka sirhana, kabhi haath ka sirhana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, aur teri saadgi pe lakhon, teri aajzi pe lakhon, ho salaam e aajzana, ho salaam e aajzana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, aqa madani madine wale.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول. Arrogance takes us away from Allah عز وجل and His beloved رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Humility, humbleness takes us closer towards Allah and His beloved رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. As mentioned one narration of Bani Israel, that in Bani Israel once there was a very pious person, and he used to make the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala so much that Allah Tabarak loved his actions so much that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put a special cloud over him. Wherever he moved, the cloud moved. Wherever he moved, the cloud moved. And one day, a sinful person saw this pious person, and the sinful person decided that I must go in the company of this pious person and I must get some shade, and maybe with the barakah of being in his company, maybe I can change. But when he reached the pious person, and when he arrives in the company of the pious person says, get away. It was his arrogance. It was his pride. He said, you are a sinful person. I don't want you in my company. You get away, you move away. And this sinful person became so sad, and immediately Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala sent a divine revelation to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam of that time. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that, tell them, the pious person, all your good deeds are wiped out. You have to start from zero. And oh sinful person, all your sinful deeds are wiped out. And you, subhanAllah azza wa jal, have been entered into the special rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And now inshallah you are in the path of Allah tabarak. Allah has forgiven you. So viewers of Madani channel, arrogance is the opposite of humbleness. You and I don't need to be arrogant. We need to be humble, and we need to look into the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As subhanAllah azza wa jal, our madanis have been giving us some beautiful narrations about Sahaba ikram alayhi wasalam. What beautiful narrations they've given us about humbleness. So inshallah azza wa jal, we move forward inshallah with this topic about humbleness inshallah azza wa jal.
So many, you know, there's many narrations which tell us about the virtues and the blessings of being humble. You know, a lot of the times we think that if we're arrogant, if we're proud, then we'll be able to overcome other people and we'll gain a high status. But that's not the case. It's actually the opposite. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in one hadith, مَا تَوَادَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ, that there is nobody who is humble for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal except that Allah Azza wa Jal raises his status. So by being humble, by lowering yourself, by considering yourself as being lower, by considering others as being better than you, your status does not decrease. Rather, it's the opposite. Allah Azza wa Jal increases the status of a person when he is humble.
Allahu
Akbar. Alhamdulillah, a few examples has been mentioned from the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nowadays people think, who's going to follow this? But alhamdulillah, even in this age, you have a wali of his time. You are here, Sheikh-e-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, who is following the footstep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the humbleness. It's mentioned like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleep on the chatai, and there, look at the life of our Sheikh-e-Tariqat. He's following the footstep of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only he is following, but also he given Madini namaz. He make millions to follow the footstep of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is called true Ashiq-e-Rasul, even in this stage of life.
Actually, MashaAllah, you've given a good point. But there are people out there who have taken examples, like you gave an example of Shaykh al-Tariqah. There are, MashaAllah, people out there. Maybe we haven't seen, they are there. And they are, MashaAllah, they are also pious people out there. They are also trying their best and they're doing their best according to their capability and capacity. May Allah shower His special mercy upon all the awliya Allah, all the pious people. And may we always keep the footsteps of the pious people. And one example, actually, you just bring into my mind. In South Africa, we are blessed with the opportunity of Sheikh Tariqah to come to South Africa. So one day we were at home and some ulama ikram came to visit Sheikh Tariqah Amir al-Sunnat. He stood up, like how a person stands up to attention in an army. When he saw them, he stood up, like how a person stands up with an attention when an army officer says, stand up, he stands up. And immediately Sheikh Tariqah, he immediately hugs them and he kisses their hands. Immediately, number one. And all the time he kept his gaze down. And so much so that after the meal, everything was complete. Then now it's time for them to jump into the car. So from the door to the car, approximately say 60 to 70 meters, Sheikh Tariqat purposefully did not put his shoe on. Walked barefoot outside the house, opened the door for the ulama ikram, they went inside the vehicle. They were just shocked and amazed that who's opening the door for us? What is he doing? He's coming without shoes. Huzur, he said, no shoes. And he starts and he walks. And when they jumped in the car, Amir al-Sunnah is standing like this. And as they move away, he's waving hand like this.
Inshallah.
I remember this one narration where the Prophet said, if I wanted the mountains, I could, if I want, the mountains could be turned into gold for me.
Yes.
But beloved Rasulullah preferred to be humble and preferred to be stayed towards poverty than going towards richness. It's just something I thought to add there. Yeah.
MashaAllah. And you know, humbleness is one of the most beautiful aspects of our religion. You know, if you look at the pillars of our religion, you know, we have salah 5 times a day. And when we pray in congregation, we see that the congregational prayer, salah with jama'ah, is a practical example of humbleness.
Allahu Akbar.
If somebody is a master and somebody is a slave, somebody is an employee and somebody is his employer, somebody is, you know, the at a high status and somebody, you know, has just a normal laborer maybe. But when they come for salah, we see that they're standing together in one saf.
Yes.
They're standing together in one row. You know, when people go for hajj, it doesn't matter if he's a millionaire or if he's a poor guy.
Yes.
They're all wearing the same cloth.
All look the same.
They all look the same. They're all wearing the same cloth and they're all walking around the Kaaba together.
Yes.
And these are, you know, essential aspects of our religion. Hajj, Salah. These are the foundational aspects of our religion. And within these, if we look at the wisdom behind the way the Jama'ah has been emphasized, the way the clothing in Hajj has been emphasized, one of the many wisdoms behind this is to promote humbleness.
Allah.
And if we're not humble, then we are missing the point of many of these acts of worship.
Gee.
Humbleness is very, very important. And it's very important to free our hearts from arrogance.
In fact, you just one important, we're going to the salah. You spoke about, you know, standing in Qiyam, for example. And then we go in sujood.
Mm.
Like you said, rich or poor, or whether he's an Arab or whether he's a non-Arab.
Yes.
Okay. So whether he's light-skinned or whether he's dark-skinned, they're all going to sujood. Each and every one places their nose on the forehead, on the ground.
Yes.
And they're reciting Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glorified be Allah Tabarakatul Most High.
Subhanallah.
So all of them are on the sujood. And this place, viewers of Madinah channel, every morning we go to the mirror and we put our oil and we shine up our style, put in surma, make sure the cream is there, everything must look nice and smart and beautiful. But look, when you come in the court of Allah Tabarakatul, how much of humbleness you have to show. You have to show. You go into any other court, no problem. But when you come in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, you have to go down into sujood. You have to go down into sajda and praise Allah Tabaraka, glorified be Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Most High.
Our pious ancestors, pious elders, they have the humbleness, they have the ajazi, and all the time, they think to themselves that we are not superior to the others. Mm-hmm. But the others, the other Muslims, they are superior to us.
Allah.
We are nothing. This was their mind, and they never think that we are superior. We have this ability. We have this fazilat. They always think themselves lower, and for this, Allah Ta'ala give them the high status.
Bachana fakhro ghurur se tu maula mujhe bachana ya rab mujhe bana de Ya Rab, hamein bana de, pehkar tu aajzi ka, Ya Rab. بنا دے پیکر تو عاجزی کا. آمین.
Hasan Basri radiallahu anhu, he says that it is true humbleness to think of every Muslim as being better than you whenever you see anybody on the path when you go out of your home. Whoever you see, you consider him better than yourself. And the scholars have mentioned a beautiful way for us to do this. You know, when you see somebody, if in age he's older than you, you should think to yourself that this person has lived on the earth for longer than me. So he must have performed more good deeds than me.
Allah.
Therefore he is better than me. And if you see somebody who is younger than you in age, and you think this person has had a shorter life on this earth than me,
Allah.
So he must have committed less sins than me,
Allah.
So he must be better than me.
Allah.
So whoever you meet, you must always consider him better than yourself and consider yourself as being worse. This is true humbleness. And it reminds me of one saying of an alim, a great pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was seen when he went into the masjid. You know, you have a shoe rack to take your shoes off and put the shoes on the rack. He was seen always placing his shoes on the bottom shelf of the rack. And somebody asked him, Ya Sayyidi, why do you place your shoes on the bottom shelf of the rack always? Why not on the middle or at the top? He says, because I consider the shoes of other believers to be better than my shoes. This was his humbleness. Even in placing the shoes, he would think of how to express humbleness and to rid oneself from arrogance. You know, the title of our silsila is The Pathway to Success. And humbleness is the pathway to success. You know, in one narration is mentioned that the people of Jannah are humble and the people of the hellfire are arrogant.
Allah.
So if we adopt humility, then and only then will we be able to enter Jannah. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person who has even one grain's amount of arrogance in his heart will not enter Jannah. And there's one narration in which it's mentioned that the beloved Prophet ﷺ has stated that, shall I not tell you about the worst of people? The Sahaba said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, tell us. The Prophet ﷺ said, the worst person is an ill-mannered and an arrogant person. And then the opposite, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, shall I not tell you about the best slave of Allah Azza wa Jal? The most pious slave of Allah Azza wa Jal? The best slave of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is weak and feeble, and he wears rags and old dresses, he's humble, but he is so worthy to Allah Azza wa Jal. If that person takes an oath by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills his oath. If he says, I swear by Allah that this will happen, Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills whatever he says.
At the Islamic Brothers and Viewers of Madani Channel, our Islamic Brothers is talking about humbleness. How many times we hear this sentence and somebody talks about a person, and the answer maybe came from you? Who, that person? No, he is a bad person. That person is a drug addict. That person is an alcoholic. That person, he is a munafik. That person is the biggest sinner in the world. That person and that person and that person. And even if you see him, you're talking about that person? No. Don't go near the company of that person, because he's not a good person. So every time we have this type of attitude, because we have some pride within ourselves, some arrogance that builds up within ourselves, as an alim, the Ali Madin always told me, he says, the best way to get rid of this arrogance is when you see that person, say, Ya Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, oh Allah, grant him the tawfiq and hidayah to change his condition. Oh Allah, change his condition, and oh Allah Tabaraka, save me from that condition.
We should fear Allah Azza wa Jalla.
We should fear Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and become more humble in our, become really humble, not only outside. Not when public is there and say, no, I am a sinner, you know. Baba always talks about this. I'm a sinner. What do you mean, I'm a sinner? Are you really a sinner?
If somebody says to you, you sinner,
yeah,
how would you react?
You won't react. You'll react definitely upset. Mm. You know, upset.
That's
so true. The thing is that, you know, become really humble in your actions, in your dua, in your walking, in your talking, in your meeting, in your greeting. When you see somebody committing a guna, you see somebody that's far away from Allah Azza wa Jalla, far away from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, make a sincere dua that, oh Allah, change his condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, really change his condition. And oh my merciful Allah, save me from that condition.
We should fear the divine hidden plan of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because we don't know. Maybe, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us that we perform our salah. We shouldn't think of somebody else who maybe doesn't perform their salah as being worse than us. Maybe our prayers are not even accepted. What guarantee do we have? Maybe that person will increase in status, become somebody who is punctual in prayer, and gain a much higher status than us. Maybe, ma'azallah, may Allah Azzawajal protect all our iman. Maybe Allah Azzawajal may test us at the time of death. Mm-hmm. And this person may die as a true believer.
Yes.
No, we should always think and be humble and fear the divine plan of Allah Azzawajal.
We are almost coming to the end of the silsila. And just want to bring you to some dhikr of Haji Mushtaq rahmatullahi. You know, when we talk about Haji Mushtaq rahmatullahi, something happens within ourselves. Haji Mushtaq rahmatullahi, alhamdulillah Azzawajal, I had an opportunity to be with him in Hajj in 2000, alhamdulillah Azzawajal, in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And one day we were seated in one of the hotel rooms on the bed. And when we were seated on the bed, Haji Mushtaq rahmatullahi was next to me, and there were some other Islamic brothers also on the bed across. And a youngster from the next door room, he came and he sat on the floor. And when he sat on the floor, Haji Mushtaq rahmatullahi immediately he jumped on the bed and he also sat on the floor.
Allah.
I said, Haji Sahib, what are you doing? He said, no, Aslam bhai, if he sits on the floor, we also sit on the floor. A young boy also sits on the floor, we also sit on the floor. These are some examples, you know, we get in the lifestyle of these pious people, pious ancestors. And subhanAllah, look at the humbleness they have showed. So inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, we must also try to inculcate this humbleness in our lifestyle.
Alhamdulillah, we all want to be on the day of judgment near and dear to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, on the day of judgment, those among you who would be dear and near to me in my company are the ones who have good manners and adopt humbleness.
Subhanallah.
And people love them and they love people.
Subhanallah.
Those among you who will be disliked and distant from me in my company are the ones who are arrogant, boastful, and talkative. If you want to be humble, you want to become a good person, you want to be on the day of judgment near or dear to our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then join Dawat Islami.
Message is already given, viewers of Madani channel.
Subhanallah.
You want to be near and dear to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, in the Qabr, in the dunya, adopt humbleness. Try to adopt humbleness in whichever aspect of your life you are. As our beloved Rasul alayhi salam was the perfect example of humbleness. Never spoke loudly, was never seen in a bad manner. Always in the marketplace he used to speak softly. When passed by the people he used to smile. Whenever he heard something undesirable he used to move away from it. He did not say something out of disrespect towards any person. So this is humbleness. Adopt humbleness in your life inshallah azawajal. Humbleness is the key for success for us in the dunya, in the qabr, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami offers us a very beautiful solution in order to inculcate our lifestyle towards humbleness. Follow the Madani Inamat card. Travel in the Madani Kafila. Attend the weekly ijtamaats of Dawud Islami wherever you are in the world. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, very soon you will feel a Madani revolution within yourself, your family members, your children, your community, inshallah. So keep close to Dawud Islami. Keep watching Madani Challenge. Until our next series, we hope to see you again, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, in this beautiful silsila, The Pathway to Success. Allah karam. Aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Aye Dawud Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The way to the treasure of The pathway to success.